when it comes to cloud computing, there is a very tight coupling of virtualization, because it's impossible to build a cloud without the use of virtualization, specifically compute virtualization. It is the underpinning to every cloud out there. And now VMware is driving virtualization across other physical components in the data center that have not been virtualized in the past. That is network and storage. So virtualization is what will allow people to easily federate or move their workloads into the public cloud, because a virtual machine is nothing more than a software container running the applications and operating systems. And when you're highly virtualized in a private cloud, when you go on and go and leverage a public cloud, you can easily federate and move those workloads. So virtualization is a key component to drive the use of public cloud in the future. And now I think as an industry, what we're all working on is we're working on very quickly making sure we have all the security, compliance, and controls in the public cloud that give the federal government the confidence to leverage it in the future, which is why VMware is out there, you know, partnering with people like Carpathia to deliver a very specific federal cloud that VMware now calls our vCloud Government Service.
Let me ask you this, though, and we'll get to that, but the idea of lowering CapEx so that there is more money for development of new things, why has it been, do you think, so slow for the government to be able to make any real dent in the operating expenses? When you look at the actual budget and spending, it's way far from what that goal is toward reversing the ratio there.
Yeah, so on average, about 70% of all IT dollars are used to just keep the lights on and run your legacy data center. Leveraging technologies like server virtualization, we free up a lot of capital costs that now can be used to drive innovation. And, you know, one of VMware's key strategies is not only to provide capital savings, which we have historically done for our customers and save literally billions of dollars for people, they can use those to go and drive innovation. But more importantly, as people get into virtualization, they first get into it to specifically drive CapEx savings, which is what you articulated. The deeper they get into it, they realize more and more operational savings because of the automation and orchestration that we can bring around the highly virtualized environment drives a lot more operational savings than people ever expected out of their virtualized environment. I think the challenge is people can get operational savings, but because they're soft dollar savings, it's really whether or not they actually are willing to, you know, add them to their ROI or TCO calculation. We believe we're uniquely positioned to drive both CapEx and OpEx savings, unlike any other technology platform that's hit the data center in the last decade.
But at some point, you have to actually physically reduce. You've got to get rid of the number of servers. You have to get rid of real estate and cooling and all the costs associated with the data center before it starts to show up as a real ROI.
Well, actually, when you look at, you know, server virtualization, right, there's many components to the capital savings. First of all, there's the hardware asset itself, right? It's the servers, right? But as soon as you unplug those servers, you're reducing both, you know, your environmental costs, as we like to, you know, the power, cooling, et cetera. So as long as they're unplugged, you're saving money, right? And the more you consolidate, the more money you save that much quicker. And it's really then focusing on the operational savings, as we spoke about earlier. Moving from CapEx to OpEx savings is really what now VMware is focused on for our customers, because they're highly virtualized today. There isn't a significant amount of CapEx savings left for a customer who's 70 or 80% virtualized, but there's significant OpEx savings that we can still get for them.
Okay, so you have a new relationship with another company that's focused on the federal market. Just briefly tell us what that product is and how it relates to the FedRAMP deal.
Yeah, earlier this week we announced an expansion of our partnership with a company called Carpathia, who is already well known in the federal market for providing hosting services. So what we've announced is an expansion of that partnership, that we have jointly entered into an agreement to seek FedRAMP compliance certification. So we're in the process of getting that, which will allow us now to offer a very purposely built federal cloud to the federal government. And it will be available, you know, this summer, and we couldn't be more excited about it. And I will tell you, just based on my early interactions and being here this morning with some of the senior folks across a number of the agencies and DOD, they are very excited about this opportunity to leverage the VMware cloud offering with Carpathia, because it is no change to their current operating model, and they can seamlessly extend what they're doing in their data center today on VMware into the public cloud.
And so this cloud will be government only, but multi-tenant?
It will be a specific purpose-built cloud for the federal government. It will be offered as a multi-tenant solution, but it also can be offered as a virtual private cloud, or what we call a dedicated private cloud. A virtual private cloud is a virtual data center that has demarcations based on software. A dedicated virtual private cloud is a true dedicated hardware and software solution that can be offered back to a federal government agency, or we can do multi-tenancy as well. So it's all the above.
We're speaking with Carl Eschenbach. He's the president and chief operating officer of VMware. So far, we've talked about virtualization and the cloud, and the third leg of what's new in computing is mobility. So tell us about the relationship between cloud, virtualization, and mobility, and also mobile device management because of the acquisition that VMware just made.
We believe there is a tight coupling between mobility and the cloud, and the reason I say that is if you look at a cloud is only as good as the applications it supports, and applications are only as good as the users who can get access to them. So VMware has, for many years, been in the business of making sure that users can seamlessly get access to applications through any device they choose, but that device has changed over the years. It's gone from a desktop to a tablet, now to the mobile device. And VMware has entered into the mobile device management market and security market with an acquisition of a company called AirWatch, which was the industry leader in enterprise mobile management and security. So now VMware can go in and talk to, you know, the DoD, talk to a civilian agency about how they can securely allow mobile devices to enter into their enterprise, get access to applications that are running on top of the VMware cloud, and do it in a very secure way. In our terminology, we call this end-user freedom, freedom to use whatever device you want, but all security compliance and control is maintained by the CIO and his or her organization. So everybody wins with our approach to mobile device management.
So how does all this change the life of federal CIOs? Because the computing model that they're getting into, completely non-recognizable from 10 years ago, which was non-recognizable from 15 years before that.
Yeah, so it clearly is changing the operating model for a CIO. And the reason we say that is we're not talking about just a technology transformation here or a technology disruption, as I articulated our virtualization strategy, but we're talking about a disruption to the very legacy CIO model that they've had in the past and how they've been organized. Historically, CIOs have had organizations that we call are very silo-based. There's a networking team, there's a storage team, there's a server team, there's a mobile team, and these are very siloed, meaning they will focus on their respective skills to manage a respective part of the IT infrastructure. Going forward, they have to transform their current organizational design to be able to live in this new world of cloud, mobile, social, big data.